The state land board is to take up a hot-button issue that some fear could set a bad precedent for public lands across the state. It has to do with Public Beach, long used by the hotel for resort activities. Critics say the state hasn't been adequately compensated. The Sierra Club, Hawaii's Thousand Friends, the Surfrider Foundation, and a handful of Kahala and Diamond Head residents have written the land board and the staff of DLNR about their concerns about public access. We reached out to the Sierra Club and the Kahala Hotel to talk about the issue. Resort GM Gerald Glennon told HPR for the last year he's attended every neighborhood board meeting to keep residents apprised of the hotel's plans and to work through public access issues with the land division of DLNR.
Well, we're pretty transparent, I think, about it, and working closely with the staff at DLNR to get some clarification, principally on what our current revocable permit and the one which we feel will be renewed allows under the auspices of maintenance and recreation. That's kind of where we are, but there have been a lot of conversations about that, and really what we want to do is just to be able to clarify, you know, what the permit actually allows us to do.
So what does the permit cover?
The permit essentially allows us, it's a revocable permit, it's renewed at this time of year for the period usually January 1st to December the 31st, and that permit allows us access to the beach and what we refer to as a state parcel, which is just Mauka of the beach. It's about a 20 or so foot stretch of grass, and I think you might be familiar with that parcel, Catherine. It gives us access for recreation and for maintenance, so the cleanliness and cleaning of the beach, maintaining all of the landscaping, as well as being able to provide recreational services for not only our hotel guests, but any non-hotel guests who might come into the area.
And I understand that some of these groups want a higher compensation for the state.
And I think that's a reasonable request and something that's on the table with the staff at DLNR. We've been paying a fee every month for as long as I can remember, and that was agreed upon with the Department of Land and Natural Resources. However, times change, and if it's necessary that a reappraisal of the value of our access needs to happen, we're totally on board with that.
And there were some non-conforming uses, if I recall, that were then, I guess, given the okay. I know, I think there's a raft out there.
There is a float, and that's been there since, for decades, actually. You remember that, Catherine, when the hotel was first built, Conrad Hilton and Charlie Peach Jr. Were the ones who developed the property. That was pretty much a mud flat and rocks, and they were given permit to create that beach. They dredged the swimming lagoon, which was approved at the time. They created the beach, and the fill from the dredge was thrown up and became that grassy parcel you see on the top. So the float, there were actually two of them at one time, has been there since that beach was created. And I'm not an expert, but I would imagine that it's long grandfathered as a recreational use of that area.
And you have expanded some of the recreational uses there on the beach. I think you brought in a canoe.
Actually, that is not the hotel's. That is a vendor who moors there. I think he's allowed to be at anchor for 72 hours at a time. It's an access or mooring area, and the canoe comes and goes. But that is just as any other vendor we use for guests, whether it's skydiving or surfing or whatever. It's a company called Holokino. Austin Kino is the proprietor of that, and his permitting and everything is all on his shoulders. He comes and goes, and we do make that activity among many, many others that we offer to hotel guests available, but it's not part of the hotel. There was a time when there were chairs on the beach, and that has totally been removed. There was a time that we did conduct weddings and so forth, and we received notice on that, and it took us a while to get organized, but since August of 2017, we've discontinued the promoting and selling of any weddings or corporate events on the Cocoa Head Lawn or the Diamond Head Lawn. And if you see it today, they're empty. There was a gazebo on the Diamond Head Lawn, which was there for decades, and it is now gone. And we created a spot on our leasehold to accommodate that function. So if you were to come here early in the morning, you would see a clean, empty beach, and the Diamond Head entry to the center of the property is essentially empty. We also introduced a grass pathway and put signage on the Diamond Head entry that basically says welcome public access. We've also put additional signage on the street at the stop sign at the base of our drive, which points an arrow to the public access for the beach as well as shoreline access postings on our building. So we're definitely open to the public. It's public land. However, on the Cocoa Head side, there are a few things that we consider recreational, such as some cabana tents and chairs, a beach shower, which was put in, and that's for the use of non-hotel guests as well as hotel guests. And then we have some portable seating in an area we call Seaside Grill, and that is a public restaurant and public thoroughfare, but there do happen to be some chairs and tables there, and we do serve food and beverages to both guests and non-guests. And what we're trying to understand is we consider all of that to be recreation, which is allowed by our permit, but the group that is basically taking a position against our current use, they and the hotel want to clarify with the help of DLNR and BLNR what exactly does recreation mean. And that's what our conversations and what our hearings will address. Our owners have actually had the hotel for, it'll be about 4 years this fall. And in that time, I have to tell you, we've done more to reduce the footprint and any activity on both the beach and the state parcel than any previous owner has. And I think that's evidenced by anyone who would want to come and take a walk and see what we are actually doing there.
That was Gerald Glennon, Kahala Resort's general manager. We also talked with David Kimo Frankel, who is helping the Sierra Club in its fight to preserve public access.
Well, this is prime beachfront property that the public has demonstrated its interest in using, but it's been commercialized and is being exclusively used in good portions by the hotel. One issue is the flagrant and deliberate violation of the law, where they have constructed things on public land without authorization, where they're having commercial uses, including a restaurant on public property without authorization. So that's one issue. A second issue is it appropriate to have commercial use of prime beachfront property that the public could use? A third issue is, if commercial use is appropriate, how should it be valued? Should the state be getting its money's worth, which it's not? And the final issue is, what conditions are going to be imposed on the use of this land? Some of the activities that have been going on are not long time. They are with this current owner. Secondly, it's irrelevant what was done in the past. Thirdly, there's no such thing as grandfathering. This is public land, and the only authorization the hotel uses is what's allowed in the revocable permit. And the permit only allows recreational and maintenance purposes. Those are the only uses. And the DLNR has explained in the past that commercial uses are not allowed. Despite this, the hotel has gone ahead and engaged in extensive commercial activities of public land. The hotel has blocked plans to allow public access to go all the way from the Diamond Head side to the Cocoa Head side of the property. In fact, there's this restaurant that occupies this land, a chunk of this land, making it difficult for the public to access across when the tide is very high, such as on the King Tide days. So it doesn't matter how many meetings he has. The deal is he has to comply with the law, and the hotel has not been.
And so what are you asking the state?
Well, we're asking them to consider these four issues. One, fine the hotel for its violations. Two, decide what's more important, the public or a multinational corporation's desires. The hotel has plenty of land on its property that it has a lease on from Kamehameha Schools to get engaged in all the commercial activities it wants. It doesn't need to use public land to do that. But if you are going to let the hotel use public land for commercial purposes, charge them what a commercial operator is supposed to be charged. You know, this radio station uses a radio tower in the conservation district for which the tower owner pays the state about $9,600 a month. The Kahala, for a small fraction of land, the Kahala Hotel uses 10 times more land, about almost an acre, and pays only $1,400 a month. In other words, it's paying about 7 to 8 times less than a radio tower in the conservation district. It makes no sense. A number of us have taken the position that this prime beachfront land should be used by the public and only for the public for general recreational uses. But if the DLNR disagrees and they're going to commercialize it, then the state should be getting its money's worth. It has, the Board of Land and Natural Resources has a fiduciary duty. It's managing state assets, and therefore it should be like being a good steward, and if it's going to let private interests dominate public property, then it needs to increase the rent that's being charged.
Now, I know the whole idea of presetting beach chairs and umbrellas is a hot button issue, particularly in Waikiki, where there's not a lot of land, and we see a lot of hotels doing that.
Sure. So there's two parcels of land here to be considered. One is what we all consider the beach, the sandy area, and the state has made it very clear the hotel is not supposed to be presetting beach chairs there. The hotel has violated that requirement a number of times, but more recently they have been complying with that requirement. However, on the land that's just mauka of the beach, that is state-owned land, and chairs are preset there. And that is a problem because, first of all, because those are rented out at high rates, so they're not available to the general public. So they're really for the exclusive use of the hotel, and the state is not getting its portion of that money.
And you're talking about the cabanas?
The cabanas, sure. Yes, that's part of it.
And I know initially when the hotel raised the question of, okay, what if we set these chairs out, preset them, but then the public gets to use them too?
So they're not letting the general public use the cabanas, only the less quality chairs. That's what the public gets. So, yeah, that's and then the other chairs that are, one could say, preset are the restaurant chairs. There's an entire restaurant on public land on this property for which the public, at least as of a month and a half ago, was excluded. There was a sign saying it's for the exclusive use of hotel guests, and that's on public land.
This stretch of public land has been in use by the hotel property owner, whoever that happens to be, for some length of time.
So a number of the uses have been authorized by revocable permits, which are only good for a month at a time. The hotel has no vested right to use public land. Public land cannot be absconded with by a private entity. It's irrelevant what the hotel owners did in the past, quite frankly. And we believe this hotel owner has been far more aggressive about attempting to privatize and commercialize that public space. But it doesn't really matter what previous owners did. The law is clear. They are not allowed to use this property for commercial purposes.
But the state has allowed it. So what do you say to the state?
The state has been a bad trustee of public resources, and it needs to do a better job.
Where else have we seen this on the neighbor islands?
Hotels dominate public beaches. We know that. Isaac Hall on Maui has brought a couple cases where preset beach chairs were a problem. The hotels will take and take and take, and they will stop momentarily if they're slapped in the wrist, but they'll be back and they'll be back because it's in their interests.
Okay, and you mentioned that the hotel only stopped doing the gazebo weddings this summer after you folks sent a letter.
We sent a letter. We included a photograph of the wedding gazebo on public land. Only after that letter was sent did they move the gazebo back off of public land and onto the hotel's property. So the staff is recommending that all violations be forgiven, that commercialization of the area be continued and accelerated, and that the hotel pay a minimum amount of rent. The fact is the hotel's permit has expired. They have no authority to use the land this way. They're seeking permission, which the board is free to deny, and it should deny.
That was Dave Franco, who is working with the Sierra Club. He was talking about the renewal of a permit for the hotel for the use of the Kahala Beach land that expired in July. DLNR staff is recommending the permit be renewed and that the fees be hiked by 1%. The groups think that's unacceptable. Now, the board was to take up the issue this Friday, but because of the pending hurricane, that meeting will be rescheduled at a later date.